This is the news in brief from the United Nations. The Russian Federation has been urged by UN Rights Chief Michelle Bachelet to carry out or cooperate with a rapid and transparent criminal investigation into the poisoning of opposition activist Alexei Navalny, citing German specialists who said they had unequivocal proof that Mr. Navalny was poisoned with a Novichok nerve agent. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights also highlighted other cases of poisoning and targeted assassination of Russian citizens in the past 20 years. This pattern was profoundly disturbing, the High Commissioner said in a statement, adding that it was deeply regrettable that in many cases perpetrators had not been held to account. In Geneva, Ms. Bachelet's spokesperson Rupert Colville condemned the poisoning. He also explained that nerve agents and radioactive isotopes, such as Novichok and polonium-210, are sophisticated substances that are extremely hard to source.
These are not materials that you can buy in a pharmacy or a farm shop or a hardware store. As the High Commissioner says, this raises numerous questions. Why use substances like these? Who is using them? And how did they acquire them?
Prior to his reported poisoning, Mr. Navalny had been repeatedly harassed, arrested and assaulted, either by the authorities or by unknown assailants, according to the High Commissioner. Navalny was clearly someone who needed state protection, even if he was a political thorn in the side of the government, she said, adding that it was not good enough to simply deny he was poisoned, nor the need for a thorough, independent, impartial and transparent investigation into this assassination attempt. Well over 500,000 children in Burkina Faso are acutely malnourished, an unprecedented situation, UN Children's Fund, UNICEF, said on Tuesday. Some 156,500 children are severely malnourished, leaving them nine times more likely to die than well-nourished children, according to the UN agency. The main reasons for the dire situation are mass displacement linked to insecurity, as well as reduced access to livelihoods, healthcare and nutrition, said James Mugaju, UNICEF deputy representative in Burkina Faso. He added that the coronavirus pandemic has had a brutal impact on household spending and that children were paying the highest price. Burkina Faso, a landlocked country in West Africa, has over 1 million internally displaced people. 60% are children and 3.3 million suffer from acute food insecurity. UN humanitarians have helped rescue 83 migrants bound for Libya in a remote stretch of the Sahara Desert. Hundreds of migrants are believed to have died from dehydration amid vehicle accidents and assaults in recent years, according to IOM, the UN Migration Agency. Those saved last Thursday included around 40 men, mainly from Niger, but also Togo, Mali and Ghana. More than 40 Nigerian women were also picked up by the IOM search and rescue team in Niger's northern Agadez region, in association with local civil protection officials. According to those rescued, smugglers robbed and abandoned them after the assailants spotted military vehicles hundreds of kilometres north of Derku and other Sahara crossroads. The migrants had been stranded for 3 days without food and water before being rescued. IOM said that many were dehydrated, injured and in need of immediate medical assistance. So far this year, operations in Agadez and Derku have rescued 321 migrants. Daniel Johnson, UN News.